Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwang De Popsonim about Chokjong and the 84,000 sutras. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwang De Popsonim. 12037 May 24, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. The 84,000 teachings of Buddha come directly as words uttered by him. 500 disciples edited these teachings together and carved them into wood, which were later transferred onto paper. These subsequently became the sutras. So all sons and daughters of Buddha learned Sukamuni Buddha's teachings through these sutras and practiced accordingly. At the same time, the practitioners, by transmitting and relaying Sukamuni Buddha's realization, became Buddha and Bodhisattva themselves. The 84,000 sutras are infinite, important, and precious for all sentient beings, and were possible only because of Sukamuni Buddha's enlightenment. From where did this enlightenment come from? Did it come from Sukamuni Buddha's head or heart? Practitioners have been seeking to find a response to this query even until today. Sukamuni Buddha's realization is our original place, which is the place where the Dharma comes from. That place from which it appears is originally pure, bright and clear, without any particle. Therein it exists, and so when practitioners attain and realize this place, they become Buddha and Bodhisattvas themselves. All human beings have the six senses and five skandhas, which make realization difficult to achieve. So when the moon is down, it seems like the moon is not there. Actually, the moon has not disappeared, nor does it keep shining. Hence, just like a flower, it blooms and then wilts away. Once again, that flower blooms in full. Thus, Chokjong, which is stillness and extinction, is similar to how nature revolves. Chokjong is the state of realizing ourselves. This realization is not different from Sukamuni Buddha's enlightenment. So, whatever thinking appears from that place, our original nature, self-nature and Buddha nature are always there. This is an important principle of truth that we should realize, to always maintain stillness and extinction. In pain there is comfort, and so in Sengno Pyongsa we can find calm, security and happiness as well. These are not far away from Sengno Pyongsa, which is always a place of solace. These two contradictory components are never separated. So let us not forget that in suffering we can inevitably find abundant happiness. Thank you very much, Chikwang De Popsonim. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening. And thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsenim. Let me short explain what the meaning is from Sengno Pyeongsa and the meaning from the five skandhas. Sengno Pyeongsa is the Korean term for the four sufferings: birth, old age, illness, and death. And the five skandhas are form, sensation, perception, mental formation, will, consciousness. I find the question very interesting. Did Sukhamuni Buddha's enlightenment come from his head or his heart? What do you mean? I wish you a wonderful week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.